On today's podcast, we'll be covering leading with optimism and resilience, so stay tuned.
Welcome to Warehouse Safety Tips. If you're a seasoned vodcast viewer, this vodcast is going to be different from most that you watch. It's based around exactly what the name implies, Warehouse Safety Tips. And since the people in this industry are busy, we know that time is money, so each episode will be as short and to the point as possible. And now, with all that out of the way, let's get to the vodcast.
A strong safety culture starts with the right mindset. Positivity and resilience create a workplace where everyone stays motivated, engaged, and focused on solutions. When you lead by example with optimism, your team is more likely to follow, making the facility safer and more productive. Challenges will always exist, but the way you approach them is going to make a difference. Seeing setbacks as learning opportunities instead of failures builds a culture where safety and improvement go hand in hand. Staying focused on solutions instead of problems is going to help the entire team work together more effectively. Here are a few tips that are going to assist you in promoting positivity and resilience in workplace safety. Number one, set tone with your attitude. A positive mindset influences the team's approach to safety. When you handle situations with confidence and optimism, your encouragement to others is going to keep people engaged and proactive. A calm, solution-focused approach to safety concerns is going to help unnecessary stress and confusion. Number two, encourage a growth mindset. Mistakes and setbacks happen, but they don't have to define the workplace. Treat them as a learning experience instead of failures. When an issue arises, focus on what could be done differently next time to prevent it. This approach is going to strengthen teamwork and encourage continuous and ongoing improvement. Number three, recognize and reinforce safe behavior. Acknowledging positive actions is going to boost morale and reinforce good habits. When someone follows safety protocols correctly and takes the initiative to improve conditions, a simple great job or thanks for looking out for the team goes a long way in building a positive environment. Number four, stay solution-oriented. Instead of focusing on what went wrong, shift the conversation to how it can be fixed and prevented. The mindset is going to keep the team engaged and promote a proactive approach to workplace safety. And last but certainly not least, support one another. An upbeat and resilient team is built on support. Encourage open communication, list concerns, listen to concerns, and offer help when needed. A workplace where people look out for each other is a safer workplace. Positivity and resilience are a key to strong safety culture. A team that stays optimistic and solution-focused is going to work better and maintain a safer environment, and that is exactly what we're looking for. Safety becomes second nature by leading with a positive attitude, encouraging growth, supporting one another, and just being a team. So thank you very much for being part of another episode of Warehouse Safety Tips. Until we meet next time, have a great week and stay safe.
Before moving on, here's a word from one of our sponsors. If you've ever been to or worked in a warehouse, you know just how important safety is to both management and staff. It's almost impossible to go 10 steps without seeing safety tape, angles, signs, and/or safety products. It's these items that show us how to be safe and avoid danger in the workplace. And if you're looking for the best products to make this happen, look no further than Mighty Line. Mighty Line floor signs and floor markings offer the best industrial products out there. We're proud to have Mighty Line as the official floor sign and floor marking company for the Warehouse Safety Tips podcast and site. Go to mightylinetape.com/safety tips to request a sample pack of their incredible safety signs and floor markings. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Warehouse Safety Tips. If you visit warehousesafetytips.com, you'll find the show notes for this episode and access to all of our blog posts, previous podcasts, advertiser information, and much more. Thank you for listening to Warehouse Safety Tips, and have a safe day.